bathroom. Take a piss and reminisce of a future without kids. And it's chronic, toxic, honest. Don't wanna read the news, but what am I supposed to do?
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono called on the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, to strengthen diplomatic and economic cooperation in responding to global issues, particularly the conflict in the Middle East. Minister Sugiono stated at the 51st session of the OIC Council of Foreign Ministers in Istanbul on Saturday, June 21st, that all countries must not give up on diplomacy, while also must see the role in strengthening multilateralism and international law. Minister Sugiono further considered the ongoing horror in Palestine due to Israeli military aggression as evidence of the failure of multilateral system in guaranteeing justice. Therefore, according to him, the OIC must continue to fight for a more just and inclusive world order and support efforts for multilateral reform. The National Nutrition Agency recorded that 1,837 Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units, or SPPG, have been operating in almost all provinces in Indonesia and have absorbed around 72,000 workers to process and distribute the free nutritious meal. Communication Special Staff to the head of the National Nutrition Agency, Redi Hendra Gunawan, in a press statement on Sunday said that the Nutrition Agency is aiming to increase the number of fulfillment service units to 7,000 units in August and gradually reach 30,000 units in November 2025. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the National Nutrition Agency has also involved a total of 72,000 workers in implementing the fulfillment units, with a composition consisting of 1,800 fulfillment service unit heads, 1,400 nutritionists, 1,400 accountants, and 1,600 field heads, as well as 1,500 cooks and 11,000 chefs. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'm not afraid to myself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
katakan kau rasakan yang sama seperti aku yang tergila-gila. Pesonamu hadir dengan sederhana mengalahkan rasa yang berada. Ku ingin kau rasakan yang sama, satukan dua hati untuk selamanya. Akan tiba masa kita segala sejuta cerita.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21st, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Kini saatnya merangkai binara semua. terkalibrasi. Asmara telah terkalibrasi, menjadikanku hidup setia.
So in making sure that the Raja Ampat can be restored and it becomes a natural reserve again, the Environment Ministry is still investigating and studying the potential damage that came from nickel mining in Raja Ampat, Papua. And it was as instructed by President Prabowo Subianto. Reporter by RRI.co.id, Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Norofik said that the ministry is doing a more detailed research and they have been sending experts and collecting samples. And he further said that the process will take like 1 month, and if the result came out from the lab, then the Ministry of Environment will immediately revoke the environmental approval or the licensing that is given to people who want to mine at the location.
I am the base, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the base, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the base. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down, drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass. God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yes, right to the bone when we hit the tone. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the bass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come from the ground, fill up the space.
Yeah, we're gonna fill up the space.
We are the bass.
Where there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dance. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Rancho Domokti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person, or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Rancho Domokti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Rancho Domokti are farming, gardening, and professional learning for school children.
Mendekap dalam jiwa.
want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau.
A song by Sheila on 7 titled Itu Aku That's Me. It's like a frustration saying that, do you know that the home that you are going to, do you know the person that you love, do you know that the star that you admire, that's me. But listener, do you know how to reach the Voice of Indonesia? It is quite easy. You can just send WhatsApp message to us on the number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And after this, you'll be listening to the story about Indonesian shadow puppet Wayang Kulit.
Voice of Indonesia.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang purwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
ketahui. So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols.
Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example,
sifatnya baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cool, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandava lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandava are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Ya, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Maju.
Other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
puppet mastery and karawitan classical Javanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Yo, tore sedeng sine yo amoho para buto songo Apras jeteng tampar kencono Katon asriang ganing pusono Kirontrang kontrang Kirontrang kontrang masarano
Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafi and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafi uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafi is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafi, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik, Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tavib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang Tavib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself perfected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tavib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. if it goes international, I'm so excited.
Senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Tahun yang akan datang.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me, a nation with a soul, a symphony of sights and sounds, across a beautiful nature, we'll find the colors of paradise.
Malu kali ini, kadang juga hanya ia takut. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari menuju pagi, sedikit cemas, banyak di tengah pelariannya.